This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, in Washington today, the Senate will debate a $60 billion aid bill for Hurricane Sandy recovery, and many places still have a lot of recovering to do. Places like Hoboken, New Jersey, just across the Hudson River from New York City. The train station there is still out of service, and as Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports, that is strangling the local economy.
Passengers scurry down the ramp to catch the ferry. With the PATH train station closed, this is the only direct route across the Hudson River to Manhattan. Other options require time-consuming transfers. But direct service has its price, and it's eating into Tara Weston's budget.
It's ridiculous. I'm spending like $11 one way.
That's a jump of up to $8.50 more than she used to pay. Plus, it takes half an hour longer, and the extra time getting back home turns out to be a problem for stores over on Hoboken's main drag, Washington Street. Dear Hannah is a women's clothing boutique there. Owner Hannah Callier says drawn-out commutes are stifling her customers.
When they do get back home in the evenings, they're worn out, and it's just too late to shop.
And forget about any shoppers from Manhattan, which is normally just 8 minutes away on the train. Elsewhere on Washington Street, the door sign on gift shop Greetings from Hoboken pleads shop local, help rebuild Hoboken. Jeff Spinardi owns it with his wife. He says Hanukkah was a total bust. Sales are down more than a third from this time last year, the crucial holiday shopping season.
This is really a do or die for a lot of small businesses in Hoboken.
He's hoping any aid from Washington, D.C. reaches shopkeepers on Washington Street.
When you rely on foot traffic and you have none, it's like, fellas, can you do anything?
City Hall is also on Washington Street. Hoboken Mayor Don Zimmer testified in the Senate last week about helping a city with an estimated $100 million in storm damage.
Funds are really needed. It's very difficult for individuals and for businesses right now.
She's fighting for grants to businesses and funding for transit repair, among other things. Help can't come soon enough. Washington Street didn't flood in the storm, but the resulting transportation mess has stores there underwater. In Hoboken, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.